Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome. We're going to have so much fun today. Your secret wealth code. Yes, that's wealth, your secret wealth code, oracle cards with, she's back, Prema Ligurieri. And so here we are today, and we're looking at what the heck is going on in my life. Look, I have the dream, I have the vision, I have this notion, I know I want to up-level a whole bunch of things in my life, but why do I keep ending back here like I'm a little hamster wrist rolling on that hamster wheel? Well, Prema's going to help us with that today. And by the way, this is a live call-in show. And so we have got super messages for everybody today. These fabulous, fabulous cards, which we're going to talk about. But most importantly, what is the secret to unlock your soul blueprint so that purpose and prosperity are not in two different dimensions? See what I'm saying? So for those of you that are familiar with Prema's work, then you know a ton about what she's done and how she is helping everybody across the globe become empowered and to live on purpose. You know, isn't it great to have an idea or a notion about where you want to be in life and what you want to do? But when you hit that easy button, sometimes it just gets stuck. It's just not happening. So as a business consultant, as a soul advisor, as Vedic astrologer, energy practitioner, 25 years experience, number one best-selling award-winning author of what? Yeah, what we're talking about today. Your secret wealth code. Unlock your soul blueprint, purpose, and prosperity. Here's what I love about this. Yeah, the future is like right now. For those of us that want to be open, that want to learn, that want to become empowered, and that want to get rid of the old blueprint, which is keeping us stuck in the muck, as we like to say, all crusted over. Prema, it's great to have you.
Oh, Pat, it's so wonderful to be here with you. Thanks for having me.
OMG, right? So 15 years I'm doing this. And when I first started doing this, Benny will tell you, the show is not called the Dr. Pat Show. It's called Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life. Because I was so depressed and crusted over back in the day, like what, 2002, 2003. I went back to school for 8 years. I studied something I thought I wanted to learn about what happens when you break promises to people. 1,200 interview notes, pages of interview notes later, I'm depressed. I don't know what to do. I can't but go after that corporate job, and I dial a wrong phone number, and now here we are.
Isn't that beautiful? Isn't it beautiful the way the universe works?
I know. And then off I go on this mission, not realizing that this was what I was going to do. I paid thousands of dollars for the first hour on internet only. I got sick because I doubted myself, and then I pulled the belief card that you gave in the book you sent, and here it is. Are you ready to read this? Here's the card for today. This little, not the oracle cards, we'll get to that, but this other little beautiful, this card that was put in the kit by Sarah. It says, it is faith that steers us through stormy seas, faith that moves mountains, and faith that jumps across the ocean. I want to know from you, how have you used your faith to become everything that I've said and introduced you as? And what obstacles did you have to overcome to get to this moment? Because I'll tell you, I've had a few.
and I've had my share of them. Okay. And so, you know, I'm going to have to pick the biggest obstacle that really led right to this, because there's so many of them. But and it's great that we can laugh about them now, right? Because in any obstacle we have, there's a blessing in it. And in fact, as one of my big things I teach these days, if you've got an obstacle in front of you, lean into it and start asking it, oh, there's something in there for you. You know, what's the blessing in that? Because you don't have to wait for it. So back in that time you were talking about, Pat, like 2002, opened up a beautiful, like, state-of-the-art yoga and healing arts center. It was on Bainbridge Island, Washington. And it was really ahead of its time and would have been better in the city, but that's what I was guided to do. I'd already been teaching yoga and doing my intuitive work and Vedic astrology. And so I opened this big, beautiful center. We were so excited. Practitioner rooms, just gorgeous windows, views, and two studios. And at first, business was really great. And I felt like I am so on purpose. And you know, my overhead was very high, too. And this really was really from the get-go, pretty much a six-figure in sales business. Mm-hmm. But as time started to go on, I was realizing there was not very much of that was coming to me. It took a lot to support the center. And so what did I do? I'm a workhorse. I worked harder and harder. Training teachers. You know, a workhorse, you know, if you keep hooking up the cart to the workhorse and they keep coming back, you know, I'll just hook another one up to me. I've learned since then, okay? But I was raising four children at the time. And what happened was, this was about 5 years into the center, my marriage started to fall apart. I was really trying to make the finances work. And even though there was seemingly a lot coming in, a lot going out the door, and I really ended up in this, what I call now, the dark night of the soul. I tried to sell the center. My landlord wouldn't let me downsize, which would have actually been perfect, but that's not what the universe wanted for me, or else that would have happened. I also had tried to make it a non-profit or get a partner, and everything would just about happen, and then it fell through. And I finally had to let the center go. That was, like, I was on my knees, and, like, this was all kind of behind the scenes, too, because I was feeling really vulnerable, and I didn't want anyone to know I was failing. And
I know.
We're going through something big out there. Like, you know, you're so vulnerable. You know, you want to hide behind the sofa. And I was literally just like, wow, I'm using all my spiritual principles and everything, but it just wasn't lining up. And I heard loud and clear, you're going to have to let this baby go. And it was really, it was a hard ego hit. It was hard on my heart, too, because I felt like I was really on purpose. And in closing the center, I went into just private practice. I had enough space in my home until things shifted out, and I vowed to stay on my knees and figure this out. Mm. And what I realized is I was really stuck in the shadow side of part of what I call now my sacred wealth code. I was overgiving to everybody but me. I was identified with having to do it alone, and in fact had a very hard time asking for help. And I and there was many other things, but I knew I had to clear those patterns, get help. I went back to work with my spiritual mentor, my astrology mentor, and I had a lot of my own tools, and I really used them. So I kept my head down for a few months, just clearing my BS, you know, clearing what the stuff that was holding me back. And I came out of that time with this greater understanding of even more so what my purpose was. And this sacred wealth code really dropped in over that period of time. This is a way for people to really connect with their, like I call them, your highest value gifts, not just what you're good at, but what, you know, you're so spectacular at that you kind of were born with a PhD in. And those are the things I was hiding. I was hiding my intuitive abilities. I was hiding some of the ways that I can teach and guide and what I know about business. And I came out of that time hiring a very heart-centered coach to help me on the business, an assistant. I borrowed money, and I hated to do that, but I did that. I went back to work with my spiritual mentor, my Vedic astrology mentor, and I vowed to never go it alone again, and I haven't.
Oh, wow. What a super lesson, though, right?
Totally. I mean, look, we were never meant to do it alone. So if you're out there struggling alone, you were never meant to do this alone.
Yeah. I'll tell you, that was the key for me. you know, because I was, for the first couple years, I was like you. I was trying to get it done alone. And so what would happen to me, like you, it was like breathing, right? I mean, this felt like breathing. The minute I got behind a microphone, it was, I can't really describe it. I think in your book, you do a great job of describing it, right? But I love what you say about wealth. And you say, like, wealth in broad terms is everything you need to fulfill your greatest purpose here on earth. And I love that definition because in order for me to continue to fulfill what I believe is my purpose, what I'm doing now, I couldn't do it alone. And the universe put solution after solution in front of me. And then finally, one day I listened. I think the other part of this I want to ask you about with that, too, is it is difficult to let go. Now, I did not have to let go of this vision, but I had to let go of pretty much everything else, including, you know, a 14-year relationship that ended because, you know, my partner looked at me and said, dude, like you went to school for 8 years to get this doctorate and you're supposed to be making money. What are you doing?
I lost my marriage during that time and it was a steady battle with his kids, a lot of other stuff, but it was all like, just all collided. You know, we don't have to go into this now, but I just married that man again.
Wow. Wow. You know, it's funny. That's another show we're going to have to do because I'm actually, again, rekindling my first real love from like a bunch of decades ago. Isn't this interesting? I know this is like a totally another show we have to talk about.
We were married for eight years, divorced for seven. We lived the last five. We have our dream home. We have a beautiful life together, and we just got married on our property in May.
Exactly. And so this is really part of the journey and why I'm so thrilled to talk with you. Because, first of all, let me say to everybody out there, this is a live call-in show with readings, conversations, and solutions of possibility. So please give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. The other thing I'd like you to do is go to transformationtalkradio.com, and you'll see on the right side of our player that there is a place for, maybe it's not on the right anymore, but there's a place for you to just type your name in and ask a question. Because this is a show that gets you answers to get you moving. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, lots more. And we're going to talk about what is this idea of sacred wealth. I just told you what wealth is, but what is sacred wealth? And we don't want you to have to step in the big fat old potholes that both of us stepped in if we could help you not do that. Stay tuned, everybody. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Prima.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to E3 Influence Radio. Own your impact. Master your world. In this new hit show, Sarah Luce, empowerment coach and spiritual mentor, teaches us how to achieve our greatest potential to positively affect everything and everyone. The time is now to enlighten our minds, empower our hearts, and take energized action to raise the consciousness of our planet. Sarah shows us how with simple, easy-to-implement steps. To find out more about Sarah Luce and her E3 Influence program, visit sarahluce.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Searching, looking for a sign, a message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God,
gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Now, listen, this is a live call-in show. We're doing readings. Also, somebody as well, we don't know how we're going to do it yet, but one of you is going to receive a copy of your Sacred Wealth Code Oracle cards, right? And then another person is going to get the book. That's what I love about this. That's what I love about working with Sarah, too. So one of the things that I want to say about this is that there's so much here. We're going to try to get it in the hour, but by calling in, and I'm going to be the first guinea pig for those of you out there. So I know you're waiting to see what happens when I do it, right? And so we're going to be able to give you some information. But the way that I love, I love the way this works because it's integrated. It's not this one, okay, one size fits all. There's information that Prema understands. Now, before we go ahead, what is the best way for people to get the book, get the cards, find out about you, work with you, all of the above?
Easiest portal in is sacredwealthcode.com. That'll get you onto my site. And, you know, when you go there, there is your Sacred Wealth Code quiz is there. And if you want to find out what one of your archetypes is, go there and take the quiz. I do Sacred Wealth readings. I have different coaching programs, business, VIPs. I have a Sacred Wealth Circle, and I have a free community as well. So it's all right there.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So I want to talk a little bit about one of the things you and I were talking about during the break. You know, I had to learn in life that I had to stop playing not to lose, right? I had to play differently. And, you know, part of this is to make sure I'm not constricting, not contracting, and that we're continuing to grow the vision in our action. But part of the journey for me has been intuition. And intuition and doubt don't play well together. I want to ask you, how does sacred wealth, the sacred work, the archetypes, as well as the book, what is the role of intuition in gaining wealth?
So what the role of intuition is in gaining wealth is to learn to trust your, you know, your innate guidance that comes from within. In the book, and also actually in the guidebook for Sacred Wealth Cards, and there's always some free gifts like that go along with that, that you can get, go to the table of contents and you can get those gifts, where I teach people to drop into your heart. In fact, everyone could just do it right now. You're just going to take a deep breath and let your mind slide all the way down into the very center of your heart. Now, there's a reason we say when you do something and it doesn't work out, you say, oh, my heart just wasn't in it. Well, your heart's got to be in it, and your heart is that portal to your soul. I believe, I look at people's soul blueprints all day long and give them guidance, but I believe you're connected to that and you're feeling it. And so what your Sacred Wealth Code does is this beautiful bridge that helps you connect intuitively in your own way, in your own language that feels just right and true and natural to you, and to connect with your highest value gifts. And these archetypes and your highest value gifts speak in your own internal language, so you can start to hear that intuition, that those that voice, or it's a sense for some people, and some people it's more visual. And it's, but it's natural, and you can start to make sense of that. It's in through the heart, though, is this just this easy access point where we are just so right there with our own truth. With we can't lie to ourselves when we're connected with our heart, and that is our intuition. It doesn't lie to us.
Yeah. You know, I think that you and I probably can talk about the, just like we did before, the challenges and the obstacles that happen. And I can really point to a number of those. And by pointing to a number of those, what I will be able to tell you is that it has to do with what you just talked about. But I want to jump ahead because we've got the best listeners on the planet, and we are already getting people calling in. So I'm just going to kick it back to Benny, unless he's like, I open up the phone lines, then he has to go answer them. Then I always come back and I say, okay, Benny. And poor Benny is like in two rooms trying to do this, right?
We love you, Benny.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it. We're going to take Charlene. She's calling in from Prince George. So, Charlene.
All right, Charlene, how are you?
I'm great. I'm really interested in this show and the wealth code and everything else. Anything you can tell me, I'm expanding in my learning.
Awesome. So why don't we do like a little demonstration of the cards, if you want?
Absolutely. Charlene, why don't you just, if you did have a question for me, what would it be?
For me, it would be to up my vibrational frequency, my health right now. My focus is getting my health in order.
Okay. So as I'm sitting here drawing some cards for you, one of the cards that I draw for you is the Great Nurturer. And the Great Nurturer is just this amazing energy. And we have to learn to, of course, nurture ourselves first before we nurture something else and someone else. And as women especially, and I'm not saying men don't do this, but as women especially, we have a very, we're just wired to nurture everyone else first. For you in particular, the energy of the Great Nurturer is really to give yourself or someone else just what they need to grow. It's all about like just you're going to cultivate this beautiful plant, but you're only going to give it what it needs. And where are you going to give it? To the soil so it can actually grow. So one of the things I'm hearing for you, for your health, and seeing for you is it feels like there's a lot of information coming in your field. And you're doing good work here, okay? But I really want you to sift through that and really trust your heart and trust your intuition on giving yourself first and foremost before anybody else, and giving yourself what it is that your heart's really calling for, that really will allow what's ready to grow in you to grow. Because as you well know, your physical health, your emotional health, your mental health, your spiritual health, this is all intrinsically connected. The other archetype that I pulled for you is the teacher. And you, my sense is for you that you know a lot. You've learned a lot, and you have a lot of information to give. And, of course, to know is to grow, right? But when mm-hmm. it comes to information, we've got to bring it all the way down into integration, like all the way through your body, because if we know something, like we know, okay, you know, we need to exercise every day, or we know, you know, we need to eat a certain way, or we know I need to sit for meditation, but unless we're actually doing it, it hasn't come into full integration. So two things on the teacher for you. There are things that you are learning on this journey that you are going to teach, okay, and help people through similar challenges that you have gone through, and you're going to do it in your own way. Just very unique to your own gift, but also I'm seeing for you to turn that teacher back on yourself right now. And what is it that you know already that you need to come in and integrate and actually do in order to grow? Can you answer that question for me, that thing that you're resisting that you really know that, oh, you know, I just really do need to do that?
Oh, Benny, did we lose her?
If we lost her, that's totally fine. But let me just tell Charlene, because she's probably listening in, this one thing. Just to take a deep breath into your heart, and here's the back door into the soul. Everybody write this down. if I tell myself the truth. Put your hand on your heart, close your eyes, take a deep breath into your heart, if I tell myself the truth. Charlene, for you, there's that one thing that clear everything else aside. And I have, and it really feels like it's meditation or tuning in some way for you. So you can listen deeper and then follow that guidance for yourself.
Okay. Awesome.
So, Pat, we actually have a break coming up, so let's try to maybe get her back if so or not.
Right.
We have another caller holding, but we can do that after the break. It's Garof, so
that
it's up to you.
That sounds good, Benny. I love it. And by the way, I took the quiz. I did it. Hey, everybody. Short break. We'll be right back.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
So when are you most peaceful? When you're connected to your source, when you have a deep connection to your soul, and you're living your spiritual way, your unique way. And when are you most stressed? When you're not. It's really, really simple, friends. When we start to borrow desires, we start to control others and situations and people, things go wrong. Nobody wants to be controlled. So it's really important to get connected to the source if you want to remain stress-free. When you're connected to the source, you will have deep access to your own intuition, your own way of living, absolutely fresh and new every moment.
Could you swim with sharks? Is fear holding you back from living your life? The time is now to jump in and be courageous. Shelly Ryan has created a retreat to help you move past your fears with confidence. Join her June 30th through July 7th in Mexico. Have some fun, relax. Plus, you'll have the opportunity to be courageous with a whale and shark adventure. For more information, visit yournextchaptercoaching.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Listen, I know that we're going to get going. We're probably going to skip the next break as well. And I wanted to make sure everybody knew how to find out more, how to get your copy of the book and the cards. And also, when you go to the website, sacredwealthcode.com, you're going to be able to do what I just did. What you're going to be able to do is take the quiz, which I did, and then, you know, what I really wanted to do was talk with you, Prima, about, okay, you know, I had a couple of questions, and we're going to talk about why that is, because sometimes it's not just black and white, right? And
no.
That's the way that you do it. People can also find out more of how to work with you on their sacred wealth code. Because I think it's important for us to understand this about ourselves. So I think I sent everybody right. How do they get copies of the book in the cards? Can they get it from your website too?
You can get it from my website. It's going to kick you to Amazon. You can get them from Amazon. If you go through the website, the beautiful thing there is that you're going to get some free gifts. Okay, so if you go to the website. But Amazon, I have many distributors at this point, but Amazon's super easy, yoursacredwealthcode.com. And it's all just right there on the page.
Yeah, what I love is now I'm starting to look at these as gifts for people, right?
Yeah.
And I love being able to give something like this to a friend. Of course, you know, we give away things on the show all the time. One of the things I want to do is I want to get back to Charlene if she's still there. Benny, let's chat with Charlene.
Sure, she's back. So, Charlene, are you back?
All right, you're back.
Yes, I am back. Right,
let's try.
I'm sorry, ladies. There was a bit of a disruption in the phone line, so
I
couldn't hear all of it, but I'm sure I can go back on the podcast too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, totally.
Yeah.
You know, I think we were trying to find out what your question was. I think that's what we were doing, right?
Yeah, I was just asked. Go ahead.
My question was to do with my health.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I had asked you a question that you didn't hear. And when you go back and listen, you'll hear how I talked about your health. But there is something that in your heart that you actually really know that you need to, it's something that you know well in your mind, but you really need to integrate by putting it into practice, and it'll really affect your health and your well-being. So if you really tell yourself the truth, are you aware of what that is?
Okay.
Are you good, Charlene? Are you okay with this, Charlene?
Yes. Yes, I am. I feel really blessed.
Okay. And do me a favor, Charlene. Stay on the line. I want to get your address. I want to send you a deck of these cards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, bless you. Oh, thank you, ladies.
Yeah. Don't hang up. Benny will get you some information. Benny, we have another caller. Why don't we do that?
Yes.
And,
It's Gaurav calling in from Bellevue. Gaurav, welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Dr.
Oh,
Pat.
You bet.
Thank you, Prema.
Yeah.
Hi there. So, welcome.
While I was holding, I got a chance to go on your website, and it's really wonderful, and I was trying to articulate my question. I would like to understand, if you can help me, you know, exactly what is that intersection of purpose and prosperity for me, because I've been going through this pattern of holding jobs and losing them and not following my for lack of a better term, a dream, and I'm fairly confused.
I know what that feels like.
Totally knows what that feels like.
Yeah.
Pat, do we have time for me that I could actually take his birth information and tell him?
Yes, we do, because I'm skipping the next break.
Okay, so...
And I want people to see how you work.
Okay, great. So would you be willing to give me your birth date?
Sure. It's July 30th, 1974.
That's my daughter's birthday. Not 1974, but that's my daughter's birthday. Okay. 74.
And 0002 a.m.
Say what time... So 2 o'clock a.m.?
No, 2 minutes past midnight, 0002 a.m.
Okay. Oh, 2 minutes past midnight. Okay.
Yeah. Do you need the location?
Yeah, please.
That would be New Delhi, India. If you want the latitude, longitude, I can bring them up.
Nope, that's fine. That's all I need.
Awesome.
Okay. So one of the beautiful things, I'll geek out on y'all for just a moment. So in Vedic astrology, which is the astrology of India, and it's just amazing and has so many layers to it. We can look at so many things, like looking at something in a beautiful glass mansion that you could go into many different rooms and look at it and say, oh, yeah, that's what it is. I don't do prediction. I help people understand themselves better. I help people understand what their gifts are. And I do talk about what timing is because we have what we call celestial weather. So if we know it's going to be a beautiful day, we can put our bathing suit on maybe. But if it's going to rain, let's put our raincoat on. So we can still get there. We just want to be appropriately prepared. So the intersection of purpose and prosperity is really where your purpose planets and your prosperity planets come together. And this is where we find true wealth. In Vedic astrology, all of our wealth houses are preceded by our purpose houses. Why do we need wealth? And wealth is very personal to you. It might be having a lot of land for someone. For someone, it might be having a lot of books on their bookshelf. For someone, it might be having tons of money in savings. For somebody else, it might be having so much money they can spend it all, you know, tomorrow and the next day and the next day. It's all very, very personal. So for you, you have, I'm just going to, okay, great. So one of your very, very strong, so you have an honorable warrior, a very regal honorable warrior in your soul blueprint. And this is kind of the energy of a king, but in the honorable warrior sense, like you're at your best when you are taking a stand for what you believe in, and that could be, we can kind of call it like fighting the good fight, but the honorable warrior, you need to be seen, you need to have some kind of a stage in your life to be seen on, whether that is something you do artistically, like play music or something, or whether that you get up and speak in front of people, or you write and you get attention that way. But you need to be behind or standing for a cause that's super, super important for you. Another very important part of your sacred wealth code is, give me a second here. Oh, great. Okay, so you have, okay, great. So you have this amazing ability to connect. You're very creative, and creative, intellectual, a connector, and an organizer. And, well, actually, connector and an organizer, and you can communicate really well. You think really well abstractly, and so you have, and you also have a really great ability to communicate knowledge and information, and you can be highly organized about that, and you do have a great ability to connect in with people and connect information, and I don't know if you write or not, but that just keeps coming up for you, and that connecting in, the information, though, you're very, super intellectual and super mental, so you can really travel a lot mentally, and mentally is the way that you really connect in very well with others, and this is a very powerful part of your wealth code, incredibly powerful part of your wealth code. So I'm going to stop there. You have any questions
okay.
for me?
Does yeah.
that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
I recognize the pattern that you're sharing. I think I have seen glimpses of that. What would be helpful, and I don't know if we can get to it, but what would be helpful is, how does this manifest in the real world, in your work, in your career?
So
how do I connect the dots?
Yeah, absolutely. So what are you currently doing for your career?
Well, I'm in marketing, and right now I'm in between jobs. As I said, it's this pattern of, doing and losing them. So I am looking for my next role. But then again, there's this other part, which is the dream to run my own business, which I just keep pushing out, and I'm afraid to take the leap, quite frankly.
Okay. So you have some. This is another big part of the work, which is I do, and in all my work, I do a lot of belief and pattern clearing with people, and this is the shadow side. So let's remember each one of our archetypes, each one of our planets, the energy, there's the light and the shadow. That it's like our power is locked up in that shadow side, and when we release it, we can step more into those gifts. Now, you have a great ability to put words together to, concepts, ideas, the writing that I'm talking about. I can totally see how you can use that in marketing. You have a great ability to connect words, ideas with people and do it in a systematic kind of a way that you can kind of walk them down a pathway and get them to where you want them to go. Marketing is a great field for you. If you want to do that for yourself and get past the fears to doing that, my suggestion for you is, yes, for the moment, go ahead and get a marketing job that allows you to stay in the field, and so you're not in survival mode, if that's an issue at all for you financially. And then for you to, you really want to get down to, the kind of marketing that makes you unique and different, okay, and really lets your gifts shine. I'd love to see you have a client, just one. Don't try to, just take it one step at a time and help somebody, even if it's a friend right now, and help somebody, create their message, whatever it is you want to do for them in that marketing realm, and allow your brilliance to come through in a very low-pressure way, because it's going to give you a whole lot of confidence. I think that's a great place to start.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of that? That sounds like you got a plan here.
That certainly sounds like one.
Yeah.
So are you gonna go for it?
I may be on that path. I am working with a friend, or actually trying to guide them in their startup. So, but at the same time, I want to build my own startup, which will be something in the e-commerce space. So hopefully that will work out, and mm-hmm. I will take the leap. But thank you. I mean, this is really wonderful. I really appreciate both of you taking the time and diving deep into this.
Oh yeah, we appreciate it. Yeah,
very much so. And if you get the book or the cards, really read up on the Honorable mm-hmm. Warrior, the Connector, and mm-hmm. the Organizer, and just read up on those, and that's going to help you a lot.
Yeah, and if you stay on the line, don't hang up. I would love to give you a copy of the book.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Okay, stay on the line so Benny can get your information. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. Primer, one of the things I love about our fabulous audience, and when they call in, they speak for so many thousands of people.
You're right.
That are not able to call in. Because, I'm listening and I'm thinking to myself, okay, I've been fired from every job that I ever had. Okay, let me think about that now. Until I started my own business and started on this path. And I thought about, and it's not like I've been fired from one job to another. I mean, I actually worked for the phone company for 24 and a half years before I had my little awakening and realized that I couldn't do that job anymore. And 6 months before myself could get, I personally could get a pension, I just couldn't stand it. And I didn't even think about that. And I want to ask you this question, because you and I were talking during the break, that even though we might pick a card, let's say, it's not just a one card journey. And you and I were kind of talking a little bit about how I took the quiz, and I could have gone one way or the other. And I decided to take the quiz very intuitively, by the way. And it sort of fit me to a T. And I don't know why that surprises me.
Well, there's 3 to 5 archetypes typically in your sacred wealth code. And, the book takes you through it's really like going through your own mini workshop retreat, because I have you do a lot of exercise to understand and start to embrace what your highest value gifts might be, not what you're good at. And you end up picking your archetypes. Now, if I do a reading, I'm going to laser right in. I'm going to tell you what they are.
Yeah.
But the information in the book is highly valuable, because it's going to get you through a lot of exercise to help you clear some beliefs and open up to what's your wealth dream. The cards, you could pick any card in any given moment. We have all these energies in us. They're all at play in some way. So what energy might I need today? Maybe I need the energy of the communicator today. Maybe it's the energy of the magician or the messenger. And it's always amazing to me how spot on this is for me, for my clients who are always posting in their group, like, oh, my God, this is it. I felt like I couldn't do it. I got the Honorable Warrior, and the next thing I'm on stage and I'm standing up and I feel like I've got everything I need, because these energies are within us.
Yeah. I love this because, you're right about it. Today, I had to be not the archetype you and I talked about, or at least in that way. Today, I had to be very directive. It was one of those days where we're upgrading all of our software that's taken years to build, but we have to upgrade it. So I've been interviewing technical people. I got to tell you, that is not my strong suit right there. That isn't it. But I had one of the people I interviewed, she was brilliant, and she said, just create a video of everything that you guys do and everything you want. So generally, I try to build consensus, right? Today, it was like, okay, everybody, I'm sending you this example video, and this is an urgent request. We have to get this done by Monday. And I laid it out in bullet points, and I said, number one, this. Okay, so this is Kim, Linda, and me. Number two is this. This is Carter, Rob, and Jessica. And that is so uncharacteristic of me that I probably think it was very refreshing for people.
But we, you know, like when we need an energy, we can call on. The beautiful thing is, as you get to know the archetypes, and I love how the archetypes even came in, because as I started to work with my clients and teach them about their high-value gifts, then the archetypes showed up because they're a soul language. Mm. And, you know, when I say to you, the magician, the communicator, you know, the king, the organizer, the great nurturer, you have a, you know, there's a whole story that just opens up in your head.
Yeah.
A way to connect in, and just like a fairy tale, we'll connect in personally. You know, we all have our own interpretation of that. So these, I think of as guides, and as you get to know them, they're right there for you without you having to jump through a lot of mental hoops to get them there. That energy, you're able to merge with that energy.
You know, I want to ask you this question because I know we've got a few minutes left, but I love the way in the book you really walk people through the meaning of the archetype. And more importantly, it is how to use these energies to create the life you want. See, I think that's important. I think that's important to do that. And that is really, for so many people, that is really the place of stuckness. That even when we understand that we are perhaps like a particular archetype, we don't necessarily know how to use the full range of benefits from that, or to understand the other sides of ourselves we may have. How do you help people with that part? Because today I needed to send that kind of email, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So how I help people with that is to take them through a process first to identify. So say one of your archetypes is the visionary. And I take you through a process to understand, out of all the gifts that the visionary might have, innovative, improvisational, mental brilliance, visionary, enlightened perspective, problem solving, sociable nature, humanitarianism, courage, optimism, and there's plenty more, but this is the short list I give you in the book and in the cards. Which one of, like, I help them drop into their heart and to really have their intuition speak to them and be really honest with themselves. If nobody was judging them and they could really just let their amazing brilliance fly, which of these, like, three top ones of these gifts are really yours? And then once they've identified that, so maybe it's the innovation and the problem-solving ability and the courage. And then we look at, what are you doing? And what are you doing in, you know, I work with a lot of entrepreneurs and leaders. So what are you doing in your business? Or sometimes people transitioning into creating their own business. What is it that you want to do? So let's look at how you can take that innovation and use that gift to create what it is that you want to create. And I give people meditations and processes to actually walk them. Like in my business academy, we have all kinds of all kinds of trainings that allow you to, how do I connect with this gift? How do I, and we also articulate your purpose. And how is it going to serve my purpose? How could it creatively serve my business or the task at hand right now?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
A lot of it has to do with also the clearing of the beliefs that are keeping you from doing that, which means that works.
Oh,
well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I love the notion of this, because one of the beliefs, I'm pretty sure this comes up for a lot of people when they think about wealth and when they think about becoming entrepreneurs, is the belief in enoughness. You know, the enough, right? Am I going to have enough funds? Am I going to have this? How can I possibly take out a loan and invest in my business if I'm not sure where I'm going? And by the very nature of that statement, it presents a contradiction in itself. And, you know, I know these things because I had to really work through them. There's no way that I can enact the vision I have, which will be finished by the first of the year, to go from one channel to 10 and build a technology that will do it with less than a handful of people. And if I'm not willing to take a risk on my vision that makes sense, then I just haven't been able to move it forward. So if I become risk averse, we're all in trouble here.
Yeah, right. So one of the things that is really super important is understanding what your purpose is. And I mean really the core energy of your purpose, because then you can go and weigh all your choices against it. Well, is this in alignment with the purpose? Well, yes. Well, then it makes sense on a heart-head level to go ahead and take this. So the risk becomes less of a risk. And the investment part, we have to flip it so that we are really realizing that we're investing in ourselves. But then we have to deal with the enoughness. Am I enough? Am I worthy enough? And we, in clearing those beliefs around that to where we really can stand in our worth and our value, then it becomes much easier to invest in ourselves because we can trust ourselves.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's so funny we're talking about this. You have to come back. We have to do a whole another show on worth.
Totally.
Because I think that's a universal big fat pothole, that one right there.
That is universal big fat pothole.
Because I can't cuss on air. But in the end, you know, we learn this by simple things. Like somebody asked me to speak. And this was, about 2 or 3 years ago before I was building my speaking platform. And so they asked me to speak and they asked me, what's your rate? And I sent him your rate. And the guy comes back and he says, you got to be kidding me. And the first thing I thought was, oh, that's too much. Right. The first thing I thought about, I'm asking him for, that was my first thought. He says, you got to be kidding me. He said, I was willing to pay you 10 times this amount. And I learned something from that. I don't know exactly how to explain what I learned, but I hope you come back, because if you're going to be in your own business or marketing or something else, it is really not good to undervalue ourselves, is it?
It is not good. We have to, I would say one of the premises behind everything that I teach and take a stand for is, along with being who you are, doing what you love, and having a wealthy life, is you have to energetically stand behind yourself. And you have to really put your energy, like that belief level, behind whatever it is that you're putting out in the world. And then you're like this amazing beacon, and people can feel it who it's resonant for.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're a bunch of question marks.
Exactly. Oh, wow. Thank you so much. I got one last question. I know we have to run. Please give out your website again. Tell people how they can get a copy of the book and the cards. And then also your personal message. What would you like to leave us with today?
Yeah. So sacredwealthcode.com, sacredwealthcode.com, and take the free quiz. You can get the book and the cards right there. If you want to bypass and just head for the book and cards, go to Amazon. You can grab them there, and you'll find it under your Sacred Wealth Code. But the website is sacredwealthcode.com. And so my personal message, you know, I really believe that if you are willing to totally be who you are and really stepping into your highest value gift allows you to do that, and you really can do what you love instead of talking about it for the rest of your life, start doing it now in any capacity that is available to you, you will have the wealthy life that is meaningful to you. And I really encourage you to, in the book, the first part of the book, I help you discover what your wealth dream is. When you know why you even want the wealth that you want, you can start to connect the dots to make sure you're actually on that path and really own what's valuable to you, because it's not about money. And not everybody wants the same thing. And what makes your heart happy and makes you know, your body and your life and your soul sing, that's what we need, because you have something inside of you that unlocks something in the world that only you have the gift to unlock.
I love it. Thank you so much. And we are going to do a show together on worth, self-worth, worth. Stay tuned, everyone. More coming up on Transformation Talk Radio.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.